You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week on Home Base Podcast, we talk about getting the most out of every moment. Our days as parents are fast and fleeting. Don't let your kids' childhood slip away. To find out how to be mindful parents, stay tuned. Hey there, guys. Welcome to the Home Base Podcast. So I'm actually recording this on Sunday. I'm like up against the deadline because my episodes always come out on Monday, and I normally record on Saturday. In case anything goes wrong, I can re-record on Sunday slash edit it all together on Sunday. But it's just been kind of a busy, kind of hectic weekend, and so I didn't get to it. So it is Sunday. Hopefully this episode is fantastic and I don't have to re-record it, because that would be tragic. It has happened occasionally. I can't tell you guys. There's been a few times where I've gotten like halfway through and I'm like, this sounds like crap, and I just completely re-record the whole episode. Or there was one really tragic time that I had everything recorded and edited together, and then when I went to hit save, the system that I use crashed, and I lost everything. And so I had to completely re-record the whole episode, re-edit it together, hours and hours of work. It was awful. But all for the love of the podcast. So I hope you guys all had a great week and are geared up for this week, right? We're getting into the first week of October, saying goodbye to September, and hello, October. These are like my favorite months, like right end of September into October, and then November has awesome Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving, but let's not even start thinking about that, right? Because I'm not ready. This year is just going like whoosh. It's going so fast. I can't believe we're leaving September. This is craziness. I feel like we just got into September. I feel like school just started, and we live right next to a high school, and they just had their homecoming this weekend, and I'm like, what? School just started, and they're already having homecoming? This seems crazy. Before you know it, we're going to be talking prom, and winter break, spring break, and then prom. It's just craziness. What was really sad, though, is me and my husband were sitting there we drove by the high school, and we're like, oh, it's homecoming weekend. So then that started trying to make us reflect on homecoming, and we're trying to remember, was it the same night? Was the game and the dance on the same night? We're trying to remember, and we're like, oh my gosh, that was almost 10 years ago. We're like, wow. Time just goes by so fast, and things that you thought you would surely always remember forever, you can't even recall. So that puts today's episode in perspective, because that's kind of what we're talking about today. But before we get into all that, I wanted to tell you guys, I feel like I always tell you guys that I'm a little tired. But I have been really super tired this week. This has been our son's first kind of cold that he's had. He had a couple like stuffy noses when he was really teeny tiny, like a month old. He had like a stuffy nose for like an entire month. We just could not get it to go away. But nothing like runny. This was just like congested. And all this week he has had this runny nose, and it's awful because no child loves having like their nose, let alone wiped. But you know, we've been using like the little bulb to suck it out that they give you at the hospital, and he hates it. And we've been using the saline drops, and he hates those. And ugh. But since it's all runny and like his nose is like stuffy runny, he can't breathe, and so he wakes up in the middle of the night. And then once he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's up for like 2 hours and we're exhausted. So it's been a long week. But I wanted to share with you guys, so about 2 days into this runny nose business, I finally was like, oh, duh, my essential oils. And so I went and got, there is a blend that Young Living, which is the company I get my essential oils from, there's a blend of oils that they do, and it's called RC, and it has three different kinds of eucalyptus oil in it, and so it's really good for clearing your sinuses. And I diffuse lavender in my son's room every night. He has a little diffuser in there, and it changes colors. He loves it. Every night before we go to bed, he has to go and say night-night to the diffuser. It's super cute. So I just mixed in this eucalyptus blend in with the lavender, because lavender is actually good for congestion, too, and for helping you sleep. So I mix those two together, and within a couple days, not even, like, literally 48 hours, his nose is so much better. We're down to only having to, like, suck it out with the little bulb, like, once a day. And we typically, we do it, like, at night before he goes to bed, so it's just nice and clear. And he's doing really great. And so I'm so shocked, because I feel like getting rid of a runny nose in an infant is, like, near impossible. Once they have it, it seems like they have it for months. I'm so impressed. He pretty much makes it throughout the whole day without any snot going down his face anymore. So really, really impressed. And if you all want to find out more about essential oils, how to use them, where to buy them so that they're safe and pesticide free, go check out my blog post on it. You can go to homebasedpodcast.com, and actually there's a tab that says essential oils up there, and you can just click on it, and there's an entire post about it, and it's super quick, easy, to the point, easy to read. It's not this big, long thing. But there's also an episode that I did a few weeks back. We did an essential oil episode where I shared all sorts of fun recipes and tips and things and ways to use your essential oils. And I also talked a little bit about what they are. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, go listen to that episode, because it's really informative. And seriously, essential oils have really started to change my life. I'm still really new to them. I just got into them in March. And so as you can tell, I'm still finding ways to use it. But I'm really kind of jazzed, because we're getting into, like, cold and flu season is coming up, and I'm really excited to kind of put them to the test, because this is the whole reason I got into essential oils, is for natural health remedies during the cold and flu season. So I'm really excited to see how well they do. So far, I'm pretty impressed, so go check that out. All right, so this week, we are going to talk about, as you all can tell by the title, seizing the moment. So we're talking about living in the moment, really grasping those precious moments and really being present for them, and mindfulness. So lots of great, awesome stuff. And I'm going to, for the next few weeks, we're going to get back to the original format where I give you guys a topic, we kind of talk about it a little bit, and then I give you some tips and tricks on how to accomplish this awesome goal. And then there will always be a post with this awesome tips and trick list, of course. But so we've got that coming up for the next few weeks. I know. I've been talking about some awesome guests that are coming on the show, and they are still coming. We've had a couple a couple scheduling issues come up, and some things happening, because these people that are going to be on here, they're a distance away. They don't live right down the street. They don't even live in the same state. So it's just some scheduling issues that have come up, but they are coming, guys. I promise. Hang in there, and definitely go on to iTunes and subscribe. That way, when we do get them on there, you won't miss an episode. And I really cannot push subscribing on iTunes enough, and here is why. There is a podcast that I listen to, and they do like two or three episodes a week, so I don't always get them listened to, and sometimes I just have them sitting there with the notification on. And I finally, I had this one on here for a really long time, and I kept meaning to listen to it. I listened to it the other day, and then once it disappeared, it expired. So once it got to 30 days, it expired. And what's really cool about iTunes is if there's an episode you really like, you can save it. And if you save it, then even if it goes past, like, some podcasts, they have a 30-day limit. Once it's on there 30 days, then it expires and you can't get it anymore, even if you're subscribed. So if there's something you really like, you can save it. And even if it expires, or even if some podcasts, once they get past like 50 episodes or something, they can only have so many episodes in the iTunes market. So even if you save it, no matter what happens, if it's saved, it will always be saved on your device. So I cannot push subscribing on iTunes enough. I'm completely kicking myself for not saving this episode because now it's gone and I can't get to it. And I even went on this podcast website and they kind of do this crazy thing of once their episodes have expired, you can order them, but you have to pay for it. And it's kind of like, I don't really want to pay for it. But it was a really good episode, so I'm really bummed that I didn't just save it, because it was about conquering your fears as a mom, and it just talks about all these different fears that we have as moms and, like, tips of how to get over them. It was a really great podcast, and it was a really great resource, and I would have loved to share it with a bunch of people, but now it's gone, unless I want to pay the money to purchase the episode, which, who knows, maybe I will. But, so I cannot push enough. Subscribe, and while you're subscribing, go over and leave us a review on iTunes so I can know how we are doing, and that way we can get some more reviews up there, and we can get the podcast out to more people. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to get into seizing the moment. So stay tuned. And we're back. Oh, I forgot to also tell you guys. I hope everybody's been, like, really getting into fall. I've been super trying to embrace fall this week, and I got up this morning and felt really ambitious. Occasionally, my husband works on some Sundays, but every once in a while he's off on a Sunday, and when he's off, I try to make like a big family breakfast. And so this morning was pancakes, and I felt really ambitious, and I decided I was going to make pumpkin pancakes. And here is a super, super easy tip for you all. So if you buy a pancake mix out of a box, and I do gluten-free, so I had a gluten-free mix, just to give you a heads up. But if you buy a box mix, it should say on the back that you need some kind of, you know, water or milk, possibly an egg, and then some oil. So what I did is I just left out the oil, and I subbed a fourth cup of pumpkin puree, and then I added like a teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice for some added pumpkin punch. And then I just increased the liquid until I got like the right consistency. I didn't measure it out. If I had to guess, I would say I added in like another a third to a half a cup of milk into the pancake batter, and they were so delicious. So that's super easy. I know I've looked at, like, pumpkin pancake recipes on Pinterest and stuff, and some of it, I'm like, this is so over the top. Pumpkin, basically, any recipe that calls for oil, you can basically just sub in pumpkin, is what I've heard, and so far, every time I've done it, it's worked. So, don't quote me and say that it works every time. I'm just saying every time I've done it, it's worked, and that is just what I've heard. I'm sure there's probably some scenarios where it doesn't work out, but... So just buy your box of pancake and just don't add oil, and instead add a fourth cup of pumpkin puree and then your little bit of pumpkin pie spice, and then just add the same amount of liquid that it says on the box to add, and just know that you might need to just add a little bit more, and I would just increase it a little bit at a time and do a couple test pancakes if you have to. But these were so good. They came out super tall and fluffy. They were delicious, and I made like little tiny like silver dollar sizes for my 9-month-old, and he thought they were the most delicious thing ever. It was super cute. He was chowing down on those. So there's my little pumpkin hello fall breakfast tip, and I will try to maybe put it in a post or make a cute little like picture recipe and put it on Instagram. It'll be somewhere. I will get that somewhere on social media, so make sure you keep an eye out for it. So, seizing the moment. So, this is something, I know I talked briefly about it a couple weeks ago, about trying to step back away from some social media and spending time on my electronic devices, the TV, my phone, and try to just really focus my energy on my son. And I really have just been super moved this week when I've been contemplating what I wanted to talk about on the podcast. I just, the subject has just really been eating at me, and I'm like, okay, we just need to talk about it, and we need to make a list, because that's what I do. I make lists. And so I have a great list this week for you guys. I think it's awesome. So we're talking about really just getting the most out of every single moment, because let's be honest, your kids are only your kids, and they're only in your house for a few years, 18 to 20, somewhere in there. If my in-laws are listening, 22, because my youngest brother-in-law's still there. Love you, Nolan. But, you know, hypothetically, your kids are only with you for so much time. You just don't want to miss it, because once parenthood is, you know, not really over, because I get it, you're always a parent, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, there is a window where you only get to contribute so much, and you get to have every day with them, and so just don't miss those moments. And so how do we do that? How do we not miss those moments? So these are some ways that I've been trying to incorporate into my day and incorporate into my thought process when I am with my son to help me not miss out on these moments. One of the biggest ones for me is when I'm spending time with my son, I try to find the memory. And so what do I mean for that? So I'm talking about, like, you know, maybe you're sitting there on the floor and you're playing with a toy. I try to look for things to remember. You know, what are we doing? Is this the first time he's ever played with his little dump truck? You know, I need to catalog that in my brain. I need to take it in and really watch him explore playing with his truck for the first time. Are we walking in the park? What can I take in and look at and remember this day? You know, look around, look for the memory. Take things in. Take in little things. I love taking in how he reacts to things. I love watching when I introduce something that's new to my son. Just watching his reaction is just priceless. And so I love taking that in. I love taking in just when we're in the park or something. Most of the time if we go, the three of us as a family, my husband, we have one of those, like, infant carriers, and he'll strap him on his back when we go hiking in the park. And I just love watching, like, what my son is looking at. And sometimes he'll throw his head all the way back and be looking up at the canopy of trees over top of us. I just love watching him take things in. And I think there's so much we can learn from how kids take things in, because they take it in so innocently and they're so focused on what they're doing. They're not doing tons of different things. They don't have all these different thoughts racing in their heads. They're not thinking about, you know, their evening or dinner plans, or they're not worried about what was that notification they just heard on their phone. You know, they're right there in that moment looking at the sky or taking in a flower. And so I love watching him take things in, because I think it's such a great way for me to learn how to take things in. Along the lines of finding the memory in the situation you're in, I try to I take a lot of pictures. It's kind of my downfall. I'm sure it's like everyone has told me it's like first child syndrome. You take pictures of everything. But seriously, guys, it is to the point where I unload the pictures on my phone. I back them up to my computer like every other week. And pretty much every other week, I have between 80 to 100 pictures that are new. Like, that's crazy. Those are crazy amounts of pictures that I'm taking, and I need to, like, get it reeled in. It's kind of ridiculous. But when I am in a scenario and I am going to take a picture, I try to stop and ask myself, you know, okay, what is the scenario we're in? Is there a picture that I'm going to think later, I wish I had gotten that? So, like, here's a perfect example. This weekend was Oktoberfest at my in-laws' church. And, you know, my husband grew up going to church there, and his mother and me and my husband and our son were all outside at this Oktoberfest, and they were having a great time. And I thought, you know what? I'm like, this is such a big day. My husband is here with his son and his mom at the church that he grew up in. And I was like, you know, I need to get a picture of the three of them. My instant reaction normally is to get a picture of the three of us, our little family unit. But I thought, you know what, it doesn't really, you know, me being here is great and all, but really, she should be in the picture, because that's just more about this memory in this moment. And so we now have this great picture of the three of them, and she was so happy to have that picture. I sent it to her later, and it really made her happy. And another scenario to go along with that is, so we were at this church, but everything was outside. And my husband made the comment, he's like, oh, I wish we could take him in the sanctuary, because there's all this beautiful stained glass. He's like, I bet he would like it. I'm like, well, why don't we? Let's go do it. Let's, you know, it's a church, it's probably not going to be locked, let's just go see. And so we did, and he got to see the stained glass, and it was fun, and you could just tell that there's this connection and just relaying these memories that my husband had to my son, and so now they'll have that memory. And it's just, you know, that kind of leads us to our second point of asking yourself, why not? What would happen if you let yourself just be in that moment? So this is point number two, if I didn't make that clear. So, finding the memory and then asking yourself, why not? What would happen? One of the things I find a lot of people get tripped up on when they're with their kids, or just with any child, maybe you're just in daycare and you're listening to this, and thank you. I've worked many years in daycare settings and school settings, and so those people that are listening that don't have kids but are just in those settings, thank you so much for what you do, because you all have wonderful hearts. But what I've come across with a lot of people when they interact with kids is they're not being themselves, and they don't let themselves go. They sit down with the kid and they're like, oh, you're playing with the ball. Oh, and a kid will bring them over a toy and it'll be, oh, thank you. Oh, very cool. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people say, oh, cool. Oh, so cool. And I'm like, just talk to the kids. What would happen if you just let yourself be in that moment? Let yourself be a child. Let your shield down. Be goofy. And just be right there in that moment. Don't worry about what people are thinking of you. People are looking at you and going, oh, look at them interacting with that kid. I wish I could talk to my kid like that, you know? Let myself just be comfortable in my skin around my kids. And I can't tell you the wonderful message you're portraying to children when they see you just have fun and be yourself and not be embarrassed and not worry about what other people say. So what would happen if you let yourself just be in that moment? I can tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to find that you can connect with your kid on a completely different level than you've ever experienced. I love to encourage people. I used to, when I would go into school every day, I would like make it my goal. And sometimes I would even pick out specific kids, and I would make it my goal to make that child smile today. I wanted to be the reason they smiled, and that made such, it was such a challenge, and it was a fun challenge because it made you find different ways to connect with that kid and make them smile. So I really challenge you, make it your goal to make the child you're interacting with smile. And once you have that wonderful goal in mind, it's unbelievable the things that will come about while you're trying to achieve that goal. But let yourself drop your shield down. Let yourself be goofy. Let yourself just be right there in that moment. What's the worst that's going to happen? The worst that's going to happen is you're going to have a great time. No one is going to look on you and think, oh, look at that. Look at that parent having a good time with their kid. Psh, how embarrassing. You know, like, do you hear how ridiculous that sounds? But that's what we're all thinking, that we can't just let go and have fun with our kids because someone's watching and it's going to be embarrassing, or I don't have the time, or it's not important. And all of these things are just ridiculous, ridiculous excuses. So everyone needs to stop and think, what would happen if you let yourself be in that moment? So our second tip is to just stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Stop making excuses. I cannot tell you guys. I'm preaching to myself. I'm telling you, these are tips that I'm trying to incorporate in my life. And some of them I have really seen that I've started incorporating, and I've seen big changes. But just stop. And I'm talking like you're sitting there and your child's playing and you're sitting there going, oh, I'm going to play with them in just a second. As soon as I get done with this, I'm going to go play with them. And then, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, an hour later, you're still doing what it is you're doing and you're not spending that time with your kid. Not only are you missing out, but they are missing out on that quality time with you. How many of you have had your kid come up to you and say, oh, mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, I want to show you something. Come here. Come help me do this. And you say, just a minute, honey. Mommy's doing something. Daddy's busy. Hang on. Hang on. Just stop. Stop what you're doing. Stop. I don't even care if you're cooking dinner. Turn the burners off on the kitchen stove. You can turn everything back on in a minute. Just stop. Stop what you're doing. Put down your phone. Put down your book you're reading, newspaper. Turn the TV off. Just stop. Freeze everything. Tell yourself that you're pressing the pause button on everything else, because in that moment, the only thing that should matter is your kid. Because the moments that we have with them are so precious and they're so fleeting. And this has been a really, really hard pill that I have been trying to swallow, because I have this 9-month-old and he is so close to walking. It's just not even funny. He gets all over the house. I pretty much don't have a baby anymore. He's pretty much a toddler. I mean, and it's crazy. He's in like 18-month clothes. He's enormous. And the past couple days, he has not been wanting to nurse. He is more interested in people food. And I really thought the one thing I would be able to choose when we stopped was nursing. And I don't even have control of that, because he's basically seems like he's wanting to wean and I'm just not ready. So the moments we have with our kids, they're so fleeting. They're so fleeting. I look at the countless times I have nursed my son and spent the whole time on my phone on Pinterest, the whole time on my phone on Twitter, when I could have just been sitting there. And even if it was me just sitting there gazing into his eyes or just talking to him and telling him some fantastic story, those are moments that I'm never going to get back. So just stop. Stop with the excuses. Stop saying, I'll get to it later, because you may not have later. Just stop. Our next point we're going to talk about is, how could you incorporate your kids into what you're doing? I feel like a lot of times, I get it, you know, you got to clean your house. I feel like there are things you can prioritize, you know, let the house go, let the laundry go. But yes, eventually you do have to do them at some point. I just had on Friday was like cleaning day for me. It had been forever since I had ran the vacuum and did the laundry. I couldn't remember the last time I had washed the sheets on our beds, and they were disgusting. I did wash them after my water broke in bed, so they had been washed since then. But I'm pretty sure in the 9 month span we've had my son, they haven't been washed any other time outside of that. So they desperately needed cleaned. And I think a lot of times, so when we're doing these things that they have to be done. Or you're cooking dinner, there's things you have to do. Stop and ask yourself, how could I incorporate my kids in this? What, instead of trying to set them up in front of the TV or put them in their room with their toys or get them to, go play or something, when obviously they just want to spend time with you, how could you incorporate it? How could you make it this fun activity together? So, perfect example is I was trying to make our bed. So, I had washed our sheets and I was trying to put them back on the bed and make them. And my son is in the kitchen getting into the cat's water bowl, making a mess. I hear the splashing and I go in there and I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. Cat bowl, germs, yuck. And so now I'm washing his hands and I'm like, okay, what could I do to incorporate him in this? And I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna make him in the bed. And so I had already gotten the base sheet down, and so I tossed him up on the bed, and I got the next sheet on, and was tucking it in, and it was covering him up, and pulling it back, and covering him up, pulling it back. And he's giggling and laughing, and he thinks it's funny. And before you know it, I'm under the sheet too, and we're having this great time, and we've built this little tent and fort, and we're just having this wonderful, wonderful moment together. And when it was all said and done, I thought, you know what? I could have put him in his bouncer in the living room, and I could have turned on his cartoons, and he would have been fine. And I would have missed out on this great moment that we just had. So I think really stopping and asking ourselves, how could I incorporate them in what I'm doing, is so important. I'm really good at when I'm cooking dinner, if my husband's not home, or if I'm cooking something during the day and he's not home and they're not playing together, I put him in his high chair and I bring the high chair right in the middle of the kitchen and I sit there and I talk to him and I talk about what I'm doing. I let him play with packages or spoons or ladles or whatever. Spice containers, and we have a great time. I try to put on some fun music, and we get really silly in the kitchen. So don't underestimate. There's always things you can do. Now, if you're cleaning the toilets in the bathroom and you've got chemicals, there's probably not much you can do. Obviously there's certain household chores that you just can't take part in, but who knows? Maybe if they're old enough, they can Windex the mirrors while you're cleaning the toilets or something. I always feel like kids love doing Windexing mirrors because it's, I don't know, it's just one of those silly chores that they think is secretly really fun. So try that out. But stop and ask yourself how you can involve your kids. It's a great thought, it's a great place to start, and you never know where it's going to lead to. Our next little tip here is find the joy. This one I am really trying to work on, because, as you all know, I love to make lists. And it seems like about every 2 months or so, I sit down and I beat myself up and I go through all the areas in life I'm lacking. I need to start counting calories again. I need to read this book. I'm behind on my emails. I need to do this. And I make this huge list of areas that I'm just failing in. And I make this list. I'm like, okay, it's like New Year's resolution time every 2 months. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. These are the steps I'm going to take. I'm going to accomplish these things. But here's what happens, is I constantly keep telling myself that I'm failing and I'm not doing enough and I'm not doing enough and I'm not doing enough. Guess what? This is a slippery, slippery, terrible slope to get in, and me and a lot of my mom friends have been talking about this. As parents, we all have to get out of this mindset that we're never not doing enough. You're never going to be doing enough. it's just parenthood. There's always going to be something you could be doing better or more of, but the point is you just don't have enough time in the day. There's only one you, and if you're lucky enough to there be two parents in this scenario, then there's two of you, but still, it's never enough. But here's what we need to realize, that you had these kids, you were given these kids, you are enough for them. So stop beating yourself up and stop finding the things you're not doing great in, and find the things that you are doing great in. Find the things that make you happy. Focus on the joy in your life. So here is an example. I told you guys an example list of things that I beat myself up about, but instead I need to focus on the goods. What good did I do this week? Guess what? I took my son to the library. Go me. I'm a rock star. We went to the park 3 days this week in the evening with Daddy. That's awesome. I cooked dinner 4 nights this week. That's great. You know, like, I need to find things like that. Find the joy and find things that make you happy. And also, find the joy in the moments with your kids, because we're talking about seizing the moment. But I feel like it's really important that we need to just get in that mindset of finding the joy in our life and build ourselves up instead of tearing ourselves down. Because if we don't get that part of the mindset right, then we're not going to be able to find the joy in the moment. So that's why I was kind of talking about, you know, build yourselves up instead of tear yourselves down. That way, if you're building yourself up, you're going to be able to focus on the moment, take things in, and find the joy. Find the things in that moment to be happy about. It's so easy to always focus on the negative. I catch myself all the time being like, oh, man, it's bath night, and if we don't do this soon, and he doesn't eat soon, he's not going to be able to get his bath, and bedtime needs to be at 7, and all these things need to happen, and rush, 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 instead of just stepping back and being like, you know what, oh, him and his dad are really enjoying the thing that they're doing right now. Look at them playing with the trucks. That's so sweet. I'm so glad that they're having that moment. You know what? Let's not worry about bath tonight. We can do bath tomorrow morning. It's not a big deal. And be flexible. Be flexible. Find the joy in the moments and let some things go. Tying in with that, our next tip is to be spontaneous. I was homeschooled as a kid through sixth grade, so a large majority of my childhood and all of my young childhood, which is more childhood, I think, than like your teen years. I gotta tell you, for the most part, it was pretty much get up, have breakfast, and we had to be at the table at 8 o'clock in the morning and ready to do school. And those were my mother's standards, and she was really great, and she did an amazing job teaching us. But some of my favorite days were those spontaneous days when we would get up and we would get ready, and she would say, you know what, we're not doing school today, we're going to go for a really long bike ride, and we're going to take a picnic, and we're going to go to the park. Those were my favorite days, and those are the days where I have these great, wonderful memories. And so I just encourage you guys to really focus on being spontaneous. And I've really been trying to work on this because, you know, I'll get my calendar out and I'll have things. I'm like, okay, we need to do this on this day, and Tuesday we need to do this, and Thursday we have this going on, and blah, 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 blah. And so some days I wake up and I'm like, all right, we're achieving this, this, and this today. And sometimes I need to just go, you know what, we were going to do this, but it's a beautiful day outside. I think we need to go to the apple orchard today. It's a perfect day for it. Let's do it. Be spontaneous. And that goes along with what I was saying earlier about just stop doing what you're in the middle of. Be spontaneous. So what? You're in the middle of folding laundry. Drop that shirt right there. Just leave it. You'll get to it later. Leave it. Go be with your kids. They're being silly and they want you to be part of it. Stop what you're doing. Go be spontaneous. Don't be afraid of the spontaneous. I think a lot of times we feel like life is too chaotic, so then we try to structure because that's how we'll achieve things. And I think we forget that being spontaneous, we do achieve things in the spontaneity. We achieve all this fun and relaxation and letting go, and we achieve great, great memories. Be spontaneous. Our next little tip is have meaningful conversations. This one, and if your kids are too young, so here's my little tip. If your kids are too young, because you all know, I have a 9-month-old. Obviously, he's too young to have these meaningful conversations, because right now he's just going, ba, 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 ba. And it was actually so sweet. I was just rocking him to bed, and he was sitting there, like, eyes closed, going, ba, 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 ba. So cute. Obviously, too small to have meaningful conversations, but I read this tip, and I can't remember where I read it, and I love it, and I've been trying to really work on it, and the first few times, I felt completely ridiculous, but now it's just kind of fun. It's kind of like I'm doing my podcast, because really, I'm not talking to anybody that I can see. So this tip was to talk to your little kids, and just think of it as a rehearsal. So, like, an example would be tell them this big, fantastic story. Tell them your version of the Three Bears, or Goldilocks and the Three Bears, or your version of Cinderella, or come up with a completely brand new story. Tell them this tall tale, and think of it as a rehearsal for when they're bigger. Then you're going to have these stories down packed, and you're going to be able to recite them to your kids. And they're going to think that these stories you're telling them are so great. I love parents that make up stories to their kids, because every kid loves a fairy tale. And I get so tired of the same ones over and over. And I love it when parents, like, make their own, like, family folk tales and fairy tales with their kids, because then it's so personal and it's this little family tradition that you have. I just think it's so special. And another thing, if you're not quite into making up stories, share with your kids memories that you have. Talk about your first date. Talk about a great Christmas that you remember, or a wonderful birthday gift that you got, or talk about, you know, the first time you played soccer or whatever sport you were into as a kid. Think of some special memory and share it with them. And even if they're too young to understand you, just think of it as practice. Think of it as rehearsal. So then you're going to have these memories fresh in your mind, and not only does it help you improve your memory, but then you're going to have these things in your mind, and you're going to remember to share them with your kids. Because I can't tell you how many times I love hearing stories from my parents. I love hearing stories from my grandparents, and those will stay with me forever. And so just think of it as a rehearsal so that you are really super prepared for when they're older and you can remember to share these things. If they are not super young and they are old enough to understand you, then just think about conversations that you can have. And it doesn't have to be this big, meaningful, reason to life conversation. I'm talking about just really listening when they're talking to you. It comes with practice. I loved it when I was a teacher. As teachers, we get really good at this because we do it all day long. We have conversations with little kids. And I loved it. You could always point out which parents spent more time with their kids based on how they talk to their kids. So I would have, like, some parents that would come in and be like, "Oh, honey, that's so cool. I love that you did that. That's awesome." And then you would have, you know, like, if a kid's showing them a picture or something that they did today at school, and then you would have the parent where their child was showing them what they did today at school, and you would have this parent that would go, Oh, wow, that's really cool. Look at how you used this color blue to make the sky. That's awesome. We saw this at the park, didn't we? Are you drawing the cloud that we saw at the park? That's so awesome. You know, they talk to them at a level that you would talk to an adult. Kids can understand you. They're not stupid. They get it, you know? Like I always drove me nuts as a teacher when parents would like talk down to their kids. Like, they understand you. Just talk to them. Just talk to them. Have meaningful conversations. Listen when they're talking to you. Actually take in what they're saying. Stop like half listening and half listening to another conversation. You know, I don't care if there's a parent that's standing there that you want to have this parent-adult conversation with. Tell them, just a second, I'm talking to my kid, because your kids are just as important, and their things that they're telling you are just as important. I'm trying to think. There's some quote, I can't remember who it's by, that's something along the lines, and I will find this and I will like put it on Instagram because I love this quote. But it's basically along the lines of, you know, kids aren't going to tell you things later that are important because they've always been telling you things that are important. Everything they tell you as a child, they think is important. That's why they're telling you, because it's important to them. So take everything they're saying as important, and you need to listen to it. Take it in. Actually, take in their conversation. Have meaningful conversations. Be part of the conversation. All right. My last tip, and this is kind of more a tip than probably any of these. A lot of these are just kind of suggestions, ways to change your mindset. This is more just literally a tip. I have really found, and most smartphones today, I'm pretty sure, can take a screenshot. And if you don't know what a screenshot is, I'm talking about whatever you have pulled up on your screen that you are looking at on your phone. Most of them, there's a way for you to take a picture of what you're looking at. So that being said, I have found it really helpful when we're doing something and my son is doing something really, really wonderful, and I'm like, oh, I want a picture of this. Instead of going for the picture, I take a video, and then I go back in that video, and you can pause the video and then take a screenshot of it, and there's your picture. But then you get the video and you get that entire moment, and you don't miss out on everything. Because how many times have you sat there and you keep trying to get the perfect picture, and you look at it and you're like, oh, shoot, he's not smiling in this one. Let's try again. And you're missing out on the moment. You're not being part of it. You're not there. So, little tip, take a video, because then you will have the moment and you can look at it and rewatch it and be part of it. And then you can go back and take your picture out of the video later. So that's my little tip there. And the perfect example is like we were in the park the other day, and my husband had a bug land on his shoulder. And so, like I said, he normally carries my son on his back. And so he turned and was like blowing on his shoulder to get this bug off. And my son thought it was the funniest thing. And he's cracking up, throwing his head back, laughing so hard. And it was, you know, so then me and my husband are laughing. I mean, we're both about to cry because we're laughing so hard, because it's just so funny to hear little babies laugh. It's just the best thing in the whole world. And I mean, we're laughing so hard. And finally, when I could like breathe, I was like, quick, quick, give me your phone, give me your phone. And so I started recording and taking a video of him laughing, and it was priceless. And I went back and I took some still shots out of the video, and I have this super precious picture of him and my husband both laughing at the same time. And it's so precious. It's probably one of my favorite pictures of the two of them now. But I didn't miss out on that moment. I was part of it. I got to be there. I got to be part of it. And now I have this wonderful picture, and I have all these emotions attached to this picture now because I was in that moment and I was part of it. And so, just a little tip there. So, that's our list, guys. That is our fantastic list. I know it wasn't very long, but it is a lot to take in. And I just recommend, this is one of those episodes, I recommend you save it. Because, not necessarily because it's going anywhere, but if it's saved, maybe you'll listen to it a few times, because I think there's a lot to take in there. These are things, like I said, this episode has been something I've been wanting to do. So there's a lot of things in here that I said that I have been pondering on, that I have read, and have really just sat with me and resided with me that for months. So this isn't all stuff just within the last week that I've been working on. This has been like months here, because there's some serious things in here that are total game changers and are things that you really have to change your mindset. And you can't change your mindset in a day. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, doesn't even happen in a week. It takes practice to change our mindset on these things. And like, here's a lovely example, of this week when I was reading for some more tips of stuff of how to, be in the moment. I was reading this lady's post, and one of her tips was she took Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest off of her phone. And she said that if she wanted to do stuff on there, she did it on her computer. She said if it wasn't on her phone, she didn't spend as much time on it. She wasn't consumed with checking it several times a day. And when I read that, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't do that. There's no way. I do everything on my phone. I'm like, is this woman crazy? Like, it was just a completely foreign thought to me. And so I think a lot of times that's how we think about stuff like this. You know, earlier when I was saying just stop what you're doing, and I said, turn the burners off on your stove, let your dinner sit there, you'll get to it. Some of you were probably freaking out. That's a completely foreign thought to you. Let this stuff sink in. Let it, give it some time, re-listen to it, share it with your friends. Because there's some weighty stuff in here, and it's a game changer. It is. But I cannot tell you. There are so many different moms out there and so many different blogs, and every single one of them I have read that have kids that are, I mean, actually any age. I've read posts from moms that have said, man, I've missed stuff and their kid is only, you know, 3. I've read posts from moms that their kids are in high school and they're like, I miss stuff. If I could go back and be more present in that moment, I wish I could. And I told you guys, I wish I could go back and change some of those times when I was nursing my son and have just been present. It slips away. It slips away. So don't disregard this stuff as I can't do this or you can't change your mindset. You can do it. You can. It's just going to take some time. So save this episode. Lock it away for those days that you need some encouragement, you need some tips, because I promise it will serve you well. All right, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back for our parenting hack of the week and our mommy mantra. So stay tuned. We're back. All right, guys, before we get into our mommy mantra and our parenting hack, real quick, just a quick reminder of where you can find Home Base Podcasts. You can find homebasepodcast.com and you'll find everything there. You'll find a link to me on Pinterest. You'll find a link to Twitter. You'll find, honestly, the Instagram is not on there and I need to fix that. But Twitter and Instagram, the handle is @homebasepodcast. Homebase Podcast is our Periscope name. It is also our Gmail, if you would like to send me an email for any suggested topics or questions. You can also find iTunes. We are Home Base. and you can find us there. Please subscribe. Please leave us some feedback, because we need to get this podcast out to as many people as we can. The more feedback we have, the better we are. Leave us some lovin', go check us out, and definitely follow on Twitter and Instagram so you can get a lot of updates to what's going on the blog and a lot of the stuff I talk about on the podcast, quotes and things like that. I post pictures and stuff on Twitter and Instagram, so go check those out. All right, our parenting hack this week. So I told you guys I've been getting into fall, trying to get into the season because it's officially here. It's summer no longer. Embrace it. So we go to the park a lot. We have a park. It's only maybe like 5 minutes away from our house, and it's got a couple little hiking trails. Nothing like, you know, overly exhausting, but still lots of trees. And so my son has been super into the leaves, and it's so cute because he'll be strapped on my husband's back and we'll give him like this really colorful leaf and he like waves it like a flag. It's so precious. But he like wants to bring them all home. So we've tried like saying bye-bye to some of the leaves and we leave him at the park and he just cries and we feel awful. And so we end up letting him bring it home. But then they get all crinkly and dried out. And so I've been trying to find, like, easy ways to help the leaves last longer. I'm not necessarily saying I want to keep them forever because I can't keep every single one of these leaves forever. So, super easy way to preserve your leaves, get them to last longer and keep their color. Take 2 sheets of wax paper that you can buy pretty much at any grocery store. And you're going to put your leaves between the pieces of wax paper. I put some kind of dish towel on top of mine, and then you take an iron and you just iron them between the pieces of wax paper. I try to just do like a bunch of leaves at a time to save time. And then you just peel the 2 pieces of wax paper apart and you pull out your leaf, and the last, we have some, so I just discovered this week. And we have some that we got on last Sunday, and they're still very vibrant. Their edges have curled up a little bit, but they're still very, very colorful. So I'll keep you guys posted on how long they last, but, I'm pretty sure they'll last probably for a few months, before they get too dried out. They may last forever. I'm not sure. I haven't ever done this before, but so far I'm a fan. And actually he has this really cool mobile over his bed that it's all these different wires, and they have little like clothespin type things on the end of them, and so I pinned a bunch of the leaves up there, and so they spin over his head now, and he loves it. It's so cool. And what's really cool is it's like right above an air vent, and so the air vent actually makes the mobile move, and so it looks like the leaves are like tossing around. It's super cool, I'm not gonna lie. So that's my little parenting hack this week. Iron your leaves between 2 layers of wax paper to help preserve them. And most of us have wax paper and an iron in the house, so that's why I love it, because I didn't have to go purchase anything. Okay, so our mommy mantra this week. I hope you're all excited. I try to find like the greatest quotes for you guys. I love inspirational quotes. I just think they're super cool and I love them. It's something for me to think on all week. So this is our mommy mantra this week. It comes from Eckhart Tolle, and it goes a little something like this. Most humans are never fully present in the now because unconsciously they believe that the next moment must be more important than this one. But then you miss your whole life, which is never not now. And that's a revelation for some people, to realize that your life is only ever now. Whew, that's pretty weighty. And it will be on Instagram and Twitter and the blog for those of you that want to go check it out. And it's guys, I always pin too. If you're a big Pinterest person like I am, I always pin every single podcast episode, and I pin the quotes for every week, and any blog posts that I put up during the week are also pinned. So you can go over to Pinterest, which you can find the link to my personal Pinterest board on the website, and then I have a home-based podcast board, and all the stuff is on here. But so you will see this quote floating around somewhere in our social media little circle if you want to save it and ponder on it, because it is pretty weighty. And I gotta say, this quote really spoke to me because I have struggled with this my whole life, and I still struggle with it. I constantly think tomorrow is going to be better, or I constantly am working towards things in my life. And I don't think that he's saying there's anything wrong with having goals, but I think we can get so consumed with trying to achieve the goals that we completely miss where we are right now. And then once we get that goal, we're on to something else, and so then we're missing what we were trying to achieve, and we're missing that time, and we live in this vicious cycle of always looking forward, and we're not paying attention of where our feet are standing right now. And it is just, it is a mindset. It is a mindset, and you can control this. You can do this. And this is what I want to encourage everyone to get a control of. And I'm working on trying to get control of it, of enjoying where I'm at right now, because my physical person is always going to be in the now. I can't change that. I can't move myself in the future. I can't move myself in the past. So if my mind is always dwelling on the future, I'm always going to miss where my body is. And my body is where my memories are going to be. So I need to take it in, and I need to absorb it. I love this quote. I hope you guys like it. Like I said, you guys can go find it and save it. Oh, I love it. I think it's great. All right, everybody, this has been the Home Base Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for more awesomeness. I hope you guys all have a great week, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.